Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dirt and Sprague.
Next pitch to Cal. Fly ball! Watch it fly! Cal Raleigh, how far? Wow! Number 59!
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Fly ball!
Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning, happy Thursday, everybody. How we doing?
What is happening?
We are efforting to go live on the YouTube. His swag is going to break a computer, I'm afraid.
He's like, something's going to snap in there. There's machines and wires are going to go flying. Something bad's going to happen in that room.
Look, it's not his fault.
No, not at all.
But unfortunately, right now, swag's feeling a little bit like the Anaheim Angels.
Ah, what happened to the Angels?
Well, they're not the Mariners.
That is true. They are not the Seattle Mariners. I can't even tell you the last time I thought about the Anaheim Angels.
I mean, I don't think anybody
was the last time.
Does.
Maybe when Shohei Ohtani walked in free agency was the last time you thought, oh, look at that. They lost the only thing that they had going for them. That's a bummer.
I know he's going to get in the Hall of Fame, but that franchise might prevent Mike Trout from being a Hall of Famer because nobody watched him play and nobody thinks about it.
When was the last time you watched a Mike Trout game? Pretty good player. Did he have a good year? I can't even tell you.
I don't think he...
I'm assuming that he came back from... I mean, he was hurt at the start of the year. I know that, but I thought he came back.
Last time I saw... hand to God, last time I saw Mike Trout play, I was with Swag. We went to an Angels game.
When you're up in Seattle,
when Ohtani pitched.
He had 22 home runs and 59 RBIs this year. So, no, not a great year.
Hey, Swag, what year was that? Was that 2023 or 2022? Which year was that?
It was his last. So this
would have been 2 years ago.
It would have been 2 years ago. This is the second year with the Dodgers.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. That was the last time I saw Mike Trout play.
What a bummer, dude. What an absolute bummer for Major League Baseball. It's his fault, though.
He kind of also chose it.
Yeah, man, he decided to re-sign there. He decided to stick around for that. I'm hoping that at some point can we get, like, just get an old Mike Trout on a decent roster for one run into the postseason. Is that possible? Is that too much to ask for?
Well, choose better franchise.
Yeah, he definitely should. You know? Don't re-sign in a bad organization.
You can take the money. Yeah. And you can just say, I want to live in L.A. and I don't want to be a Dodger. I want to be an Angel.
He's opening up a golf course, so he's clearly putting his money to good use. Him and Tiger Woods designed a golf course together back in his home area, Pennsylvania.
Well, he's fighting Jim Edmonds for greatest angel of all time.
I don't know if he's there yet. I don't know if he's there. I'll still take Darren Erstad over him.
Darren Erstad, Tim Salmon.
Troy Glaus. How could you forget, dude? Troy Glaus was hitting tank jobs.
Sean Figgins.
I mean, I think that rally monk might be better than an angel, but, you know, that's painful for me to admit.
What's the pitcher? I hated his face. He beat the Giants in the World Series.
John Lackey.
Oh, I hated John Lackey.
He had such a hateable face.
Yeah, his teeth were all jacked.
He had the nose, the teeth.
Oh, just, I think he ended up having fake teeth later in his career, and everybody's like, you're not fooling people,
he
man.
He looked overly British.
We remember how jacked up your teeth were, Austin Powers. You're not fooling anybody, man. Yeah, he locked up the MVP last night, right?
Had to have.
So the funny thing about the
60
MVP,
home runs has to do the MVP.
A week and a half ago, I noted this. A week and a half ago, Judge was minus 1,200 to win. So that put, I think Raleigh at the point was 56, 55.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
And I was just floored by it. I checked 2 days ago when he was at 58, it was even money.
Yeah.
So it went from Judge being this overwhelming favorite, it's his no matter what, to...
Once a guy hit 60 home runs, you can't not give him the MVP. He might break Judge's record. How do you not give him the MVP if he breaks the AL home run record?
So the night that they win the division for the first time since 2001,
yes,
he goes yard twice, gets to 60. Like, that's... It's not a. It's over.
It's over. It is over.
It's not
right
a contest
now.
Anymore.
No, it has to be over at this point because one team's going to win the division or has won the division. He has been their best player all season, and now he's at 60 home runs. Which how many players in the history of the American League have hit 60 home runs?
He's the first non-Yankee to do
the
it.
The first non-Yankee to do it is
no
Roger
other
Maris,
player of
Aaron
any other
Judge,
team,
and Cal Raleigh.
That's crazy.
That is your category of 60 home run hitters in the history of the American League.
Now look, you're not a Mariner fan. I'm not a Mariner fan. Swag's not a Mariner fan. You can't help but be romantic about all of this audio cut.
Fly ball to right field! Number 60! A catcher has hit 60 home runs!
I mean, the crowd is just giving him an MVP chant because it's the eighth inning. They're up big. The game is over. They're going to win the division.
You're playing the Colorado Rockies, so sit down and party, everybody.
And he hits like a little lowish blooper beamer laser out of the ballpark while they're chanting MVP to get to 60.
Yeah, the first
That's
one was
crazy.
The first one was massive. That was almost an upper decker there. I mean, triple decker. That was almost out of the damn stadium he hit it so far.
I don't know. I think you said this on our group chat last night, because that's the funny thing about this. I only see these highlights on SportsCenter or social media. Yeah, and I don't watch the games because I don't have Root.
No.
I have to really think where this lands for me of most out of left field, pun intended there, most out of left field thing that could happen in sports in my life.
Yeah, I think it's there for baseball with me. Like, now that we're out of the steroid era, because you used to have these guys back in the day that would randomly get 50 home runs out of nowhere and then disappear for the rest of their career. I can't quite put that in the same category because I know the guys are still juicing, but we're in a different era of the sport. So I think it's number one in the history of Major League Baseball for me. Like, most surprising season that we've ever
this
seen.
This is the number one
How
most
is it
shocking
not,
thing?
Man? He hit 60 home runs.
Okay, so I'm going to...
He's only the third player in the history of the American League. You
totally
know how long the American League has been around?
Yeah.
They've been playing baseball for a long time.
Since Swag was two.
Since Swag was two, they've been playing baseball in the American League. There's been a lot of World Series over the years. There's been a lot of good players over the years. There are three guys that have ever hit 60 home runs, and he is one of three.
Well, it's what's crazy...
I say that 3 years ago. Cal Raleigh's going to be in the same conversation in the American League with Aaron Judge and Roger Maris as the only guys that ever hit 60.
I think that's what's nuts about it is, one, that record being being two Yankees, but it's just the Yankees, and then he's the first non-Yankee to do it.
Right.
So I think that's a fair point, but I am going to counter with a team we just brought up to start the show.
Okay.
I can't recall, but I remember feeling stunned that the Angels won in 2002.
Yeah, I don't remember all the context behind it.
I don't either, and that's the problem.
I just remember being painful that they beat my team in the World Series.
The rally
with a
monkey
stupid rally
became
monkey.
A thing. Yeah.
It did. I don't were they like a shocking winner? I don't remember their regular season.
Look at the 2002 World Series.
Because I was honestly, when I saw these highlights last night, I mean, I'm glad he's doing what he's supposed to do against the Rockies, and now he's got a chance to break the Judge record.
I want
record.
Him to break Judge's
I
record.
Do too. At this point, I do too. I was trying to contemplate in my head the most surprising sports outcomes or runs or seasons that we've ever seen. Like, one of the ones that I would throw in there is Nick Foles winning a Super Bowl with the Eagles.
That's a great one.
That was the first one
that
popped into my mind of, like, when Wentz went down, he was a front runner for MVP. We all said their season is over. He was terrible when he filled in the regular season for a couple of games there at the end of the year. And then somehow, some way, not only did they make it to the World Series, but he beat Tom Brady and the New England Patriots, and he shredded that defense in that game. And so that was the first one that popped in my mind of, like, I never would have believed it. If you told me at the start of the year, Wentz is going to go down, Nick Foles is going to step in, and they're going to beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl, never.
So here is, this is a very old article. Like, I could show you the URL webpage, and you'd go, that is 2003 if I've ever seen it.
Looks about that, 25 years ago.
So this is from the Associated Press. This is an old ass ESPN 2 page, like an ESPN. What was their other page? Page 2?
Was it? I think Page 2. Oh, that sounds right. Yeah.
The Anaheim Angels in 2002 opened at 75-1 to win the World Series. So the Giants, for reference sake, were 7-1.
Oh, they were. Yeah, they were a loaded team.
They were a loaded wagon.
They went all in with a bunch of older guys that came on that roster.
So I think this has to be Angels 75-1 going into 0-2. It has to be rivaling.
Is that the most out of nowhere World Series champion that we've had? Because I'm trying to now rack my brain on that. The Royals, when they made it in 2014, I know were this, but then they lost, and then they went back and won, and I don't think that they were a big underdog. But I remember them making the World Series in 14. It was a huge shock.
Okay, so I went back and looked at this because I was going to say White Sox. They were 22-1.
Okay.
They weren't like way off. Like the Dodgers that year in 05 were 20-1.
Okay. I'd imagine my 2010 Giants were a pretty big long shot, but I don't think it was 75-1 odds. That's one that they were okay in 2009, but not a playoff team. A lot of young guys, random people stepping up in the postseason. But I don't think it was 75-1.
That's I had you guys at 9-1.
Oh,
so you were still considered a good team, but you weren't the favorite.
Well, it wasn't the favorite, but yeah, not a super long shot.
Yeah, it's a good one, man. I'd have to really rack my brain, and we'd have to have listeners chime in because Cal Raleigh going 60.
And by the way, people are saying that Ruth hit 62 in 1927, so I guess he's the fourth American League guy of all time to do it.
Oh, okay.
One
so,
of four,
but
my
still,
apologies.
What team did Ruth play for?
Before 1940 doesn't count.
I mean, it does.
It doesn't count.
Actually, it is in the books.
It's like four teams, nothing but whites. Get out of here. They're throwing 73 miles an hour. It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Well, it does count, okay? despite what you say.
Make me the commissioner. Strike the history. Pre-1940, nothing counts.
A bitter Thursday for you, I see.
When did we integrate the game? That's when we can start counting numbers. How about that? When did Jackie Robinson break through?
Babe Ruth counts. It's there. It counts. You don't have to say it's your favorite, but it counts.
Fat, alcoholic ass.
The point still stands. He's the first non-Yankee to do it, right? Like, that's what... What's remarkable about it, as down and out and cursed and low as Mariner fans have felt in their lives, that's a pretty cool little feather in the cap to say, like, hey, the only non-Yankee to do it, our guy.
It also, there's also that terrifying feeling. Somebody mentioned the Marlins in 03, by the way.
Well,
40-1 preseason odds.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a pretty good one.
Because that was a younger team. The 97 Marlins team was actually really loaded with experience.
Yes.
The 03 Marlins one is a great one because they had to come back against the Red Hot Cubbies.
Yes.
And then they had to beat the Yankees, which is just like insane if you comp payrolls at that point.
Oh, it's not even close.
And they did it. They had a closeout game in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. The 87 Twins were 50-1. I'm trying to find the biggest long shots ever. There's some way back in the day.
So that Angels 0-2 one is pretty high up there then.
Yeah, now this one that I just Googled said that Marlins team began the year 75-1. So I'm reading different numbers.
The 03 Marlins
very
team?
Very helpful, Google AI, as they always
Don't
are.
Don't trust Google AI. You got to scroll down to find some websites.
Hey, the 1914 Boston Miracle Braves were a long shot.
Oh, yeah,
is that the biggest long shot we've ever seen? I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, the fear that I would have now is that if they're in line to get a break, and I don't know if you guys feel this way about your baseball teams because the postseason format has only existed for so long, and I'm pretty sure last year the Dodgers had the first round bye and the Yankees did too, if I'm not wrong, but I don't know what it is about that sport in a layoff that I'm always scared about a layoff.
I want to talk about
you
that.
You are riding a heater to game 162. Every positive
it's
mojo.
It's a full week layoff.
It's a full week
that's
layoff.
That's what I'm saying.
And everybody else other than one team is playing, and then you got to go play a team who's coming in hot, just won a series.
At least
like,
feeling good about themselves.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
They've got a little bit of postseason experience. Like, I don't know what it is about that sport more than others. Like, college football is just stupid because they give you a month off, and that doesn't make any sense. But the NFL, it's like it's 1 week, and then you go play. And it's like that's the kind of sport where you relish the opportunity to get healthy. I don't feel that way about baseball.
Well, we got the Magic Hat at 6:30. I want to carry this over. I legitimately want to talk about this. Let's talk this out. A great historic night yesterday up in Seattle as Cal Raleigh goes for 60 and the Mariners win their first divisional crown since 2001. So we'll start there. We got a lot of college football to get into. Jake Butt, 7 a.m., Josh Pate at 7:40, Dane Brugler at 8:30 today for a NFL draft talent evaluation of Oregon Penn State.
Oh, okay.
He wrote a piece on it,
Love
the players
it.
Going into the draft to watch this weekend. So it's a loaded show, a lot to get to, our big pee-pee picks as well. We'll come back with the, are you nervous about a layoff and how remarkable it is? Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's a loaded Thursday program, and we'll get to the Magic Hat coming up here at the bottom of the hour, as we do every Thursday. We are good on YouTube, so good job, Jason Swigard.
Well done. Guy's doing 8,000 jobs over there.
If it cuts back out, I told him, I don't want you, because he gets himself hot and bothered.
And we don't have the answers. No. I don't know if you know this, but Jason Swigard is not an engineer.
Not an IT guy.
He's not an IT guy. It's not one of the hats he's supposed to wear.
So I want this to be a very honest conversation and not something that feels like we're poking and needling with, because this is all an honest thing that we've talked about off and on the air.
Yeah.
Sometimes in sports, layoffs are interesting.
Yes, they can be.
Now, I think you're right. In football, I want my team to have the bye. I know people still throw this same thing in football out, I'd rather my team, especially my team, my God, my team, to be healthy.
Right. Yeah. I think the bye in the NFL more ties into the debate about if it's locked up going into the last week of the regular season.
Play?
Do you play guys? Yeah. Do you sit guys? And then if you don't guys, is it a 2-week layoff? Is that too long of a layoff? That's more the tie-in in the NFL.
And in the NFL, every team has a bye. They know how to manage the week off, and it's only 1 week.
That's a very good point. Well, they got multiple byes now, and then you're right. They know how to manage it. And I would add, I believe the history of that sport suggests that the team with the bye more likely than not ends up winning anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I would just guess that.
Team.
Right, the number one seed advances.
When did they go to the
often.
14 team?
It was a couple years ago.
But even in the six teams on each conference thing, like, you still had upsets, certainly.
Yeah.
But those bye teams are usually juggernauts. The Mariners are in an interesting position. It's one of the best mornings I think Mariner fan has had in their lives of just waking up.
Oh, without a
doubt. Division crown, 60 homers.
There may not be a drop of champagne left in downtown Seattle.
No.
Between.
Not at all. I mean, you want to take a listen? Do I have the J.P. Crawford that I dumped into the...
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me move it over for you.
Because J.P. Crawford was quite literally on camera, dropping to his knees, opening his mouth as his teammates poured champagne. That's like, Chris Bosh style.
Yeah, that's how you got to do it, man. Shower me, baby.
Here was J.P. Crawford last night. It is a 4-second cut to tell you all you need to know about their party in the locker room.
We're not done yet. We got a World Series to go get. But until then, we can celebrate tonight.
And then he dropped to his knees, and the champagne was poured down his throat.
Feeling good.
I'm just asking sincerely, and Mariner fans probably going to say, I was already there, Sprague.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're nervous anyways because you know your history going into the playoffs.
It's a great morning for you. I'm always going to be nervous baseball guy if my team is really good and I have to take a week off to wait. And they right now are projected to play the winner between the Red Sox
and
Yankees.
Actually, I had that backwards. That's my fault. They would play the Guardians-Tigers winner.
Look, okay.
That's my fault.
Dealt nine hands. I'm forgiving you.
Thank you.
I feel like you've had two straight days of doing this.
I was
kind of
getting excited about an MVP debate in the divisional round of the playoffs with Judge coming to town for a five-game series.
That would be potentially in the ALCS.
That would be a great ALCS.
So they would play the
Guardians-Tigers.
Talk about a hot team that would scare the hell out of you right now, what the Guardians are doing.
Just putting their way to a win.
I want nothing with them right now. I know that they don't have the same amount of talent as basically everybody else in the playoffs. I want nothing to do with that team right now.
But I just want to, you know, I'd be nervous. I think that's the way baseball always makes everybody nervous because you just don't really know. But when you're playing great baseball, you just want to keep going. You don't want to take a week off. It's a long time.
Now, how long is Wu out for? Is he like, is that a guy who, if you get the bye week, is that huge for him? Because that would be the only thing.
I think that's helpful to him. I don't know if they think it's something that they just need some time and
I don't think,
rehab.
I saw that and I was like, oh, Wu's missing a start.
I know he got banged up.
I don't think they're
week.
Overly concerned about it.
No, I don't think they are either, but no. I didn't know, like, if you gave him an extra week at the end of the regular season, how much fresher is he going into
him,
that?
Right. Yeah, I don't know if they plan to get him some work at some point here against the Dodgers to end the season.
Look, there's no rhyme or reason in baseball playoffs, right? Right, so, like, we can throw out something to be scared of, but there's been teams that I'm pretty sure, again, I think the Yankees, weren't the Yankees the best team in the American League and the Dodgers the best team in the National League last year?
Yeah, I believe so.
So,
yes.
They both had the bye, and they both made the World Series. So, they ended up being fine. We've seen teams that have gone in incredibly hot and ride that wave all the way to the World Series. We've seen teams who have gone in incredibly hot and lost their first three playoff games and their postseason is over before you can snap your fingers.
Well,
and
for
so
the Mariners,
no rhyme
I think
reason.
It's more important to have as much home field advantage as possible.
Yes.
They are ridiculously good at home and on the road.
It's a very good home crowd. It was great last night. Everybody showed up and showed out because, well, it was a party night. Did you see, this goes back to an old conversation from about a week, maybe 2 weeks ago. I've lost track at this point. The guy that caught the 60th home run handed the ball to a kid.
To a kid?
Nice. Just handed it to him.
Really?
Yep.
That's badass, dude. Good
like,
for that
didn't
guy.
Didn't even hesitate. Caught it, saw it was cool, celebrated,
did
and
he
then just
realize,
turned and handed it to a kid.
Did he realize it was number 60?
Everybody in that building
who
knew
did
it
had
was
to
number
have, right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. Like,
who didn't?
When you go on playoff runs, just be like, you get the people who
dude.
Show up because it's a night out and a good time and don't know anything about baseball.
That guy could know nothing about the Mariners. Everybody standing in that building knew that was for 60.
Because that's the only, like, that one has to fetch you something. Hitting 60, the fourth player ever to do it, the first non-Yankee to do it. Like, Raleigh's going to want that ball, and you're going to get something sweet out of that, I'd imagine, right? So,
if you're Cal Raleigh, what are you offering a child for the 60th home run?
Dude, he got signed jersey, signed bat, and you want the pair of cleats.
Locker room tour.
Yeah, you want to come hang out in the locker room?
Playoff tickets.
You want to come pound some champagne with us in the locker room for a little bit? Come on, buddy.
You want a really hot take? I'd give that kid 10 G's. You want a rack?
Yeah, here you go. Go put this in a savings account, kiddo.
I'll give you everything you ask for.
Touch it in 10 years. Put some interest on this bad boy. You'll be good.
That's a pretty cool moment, though.
Dude, that's an incredible moment. An incredible gesture by
Dumper's
that fan.
Dumper's parents were there and watching the game in person. They kept cutting to his parents.
Aren't they always there? His dad pitched to him in the home run derby.
I don't know.
He had pretty supportive parents.
Do they live there? Do they live in Seattle?
Think so.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I can't watch Mariner games. I don't have root.
This goes back to when people were chiming in on this. I would give it to a kid unless it was.
Yeah, I'm not giving that ball to a kid. You're not getting that ball, kid.
You giving it back to Cal?
I'll give it back to Cal. What am I getting out of the deal?
Oh, okay.
I caught the home run. I'm getting something out of this thing.
Can I? Okay, so I know this guy didn't do it for this reason. The picture that was taken was it clearly as somebody has no idea somebody's taking a photo.
Yeah.
And we're sure it was 60 and it wasn't 59?
According to this person that was in the stands and tagged the Seattle Times,
because if I catch 59, I'll give it to a kid. If I 59 doesn't,
59's pretty easy because that went to the upper deck.
Yes, that's that was
mad. That was a tank job.
Nuts. Man, you build a lot of good PR with that move.
This is almost, I'm wondering now.
Not
in
the
my
guy
head,
did it for PR, but if you did that and everybody saw you do it.
This is the Larry David anonymous, not anonymous thing.
Yes.
It almost feels like he's doing it for the PR.
But see, we shouldn't go
look
there.
Look at me. I have the 60th home run. Child, I'm giving this to you. What? Oh, look what a great gesture on my part. My name is Bob, and if you'd like to give me playoff tickets, here's my address.
Titanic guy. I'm giving it to a child.
The child has it now. The child has the ball. Dude, I'm not. If you know that's 60 and you catch it, you're not giving that to a kid. Any random home run or foul ball goes to a kid. Not a milestone marker. You can't give that one away.
Swag, where are you at on this? Be honest.
You're in Dodger Stadium and you catch Shohei Ohtani's 60th home run.
And there's a child right next to you.
Has a Dodger ever hit 60 bombs?
No.
So it'd be the first Dodger to ever do it.
It's not happened a lot in baseball.
No, I know
history.
It hasn't, but there's also some. I feel like there's some random 60s in there.
Well, you go back to 1888. No. I'm sure there's a
couple.
Well,
they didn't
in
hit
there.
Him that many back then, but
no.
What do you do, Swag? A child in an Ohtani jersey. You're at Chavez Ravine for the first time. You catch number 60 by Shohei Ohtani.
I'm probably waiting for the usher.
Yes, you know you are. It's all right to be honest. If you catch 54, it's like, whatever, dude, take a kid. Here you go, man.
You
if there's a kid next to you that wants it.
Like,
I disagree. If it's 54, he's on a tear that year. I think Swag's angling for something like, oh, maybe he's going to collect all these. 54 is a pretty high number.
Yeah, and I was wrong. There weren't as many random 60s as I remember. There's a lot of random upper 50s that got really close of names you're like, oh.
No, yeah, Sosa, we're also McGuire, totally missing Bonds.
Sosa, McGuire, Bonds, and then back to Maris, and then
Judge.
And Judge, and Babe Ruth, obviously. There are some random upper 50s. We're also kind of forgetting over in the National League that there's a guy who's not going to get there, but what's Schwarber at right now?
56.
56?
Yeah.
So he's got a shot at doing it this year, too. Yeah. Like, unlikely with, what, a couple of games to go in the regular season?
Well,
but
he still needs – Ryan Howard has the record at 58, I think, for the team.
Yes, Ryan Howard is one of those randoms at 58.
We need to get to the Magic Hat. Final thoughts. Nervous? Red hot right now.
I'm a Mariner fan, I'm crapping my pants every day this time of year because I know our history and I know how quickly this can all end. That's the brutal part about baseball is that all these good vibes feel incredible and then you lose that first playoff game at home and you are immediately in panic territory. Yeah. That's how quickly the switch can get flipped. I'm not hoping it happens to them, but yeah, I would be crapping my pants every day.
I think that's the only, I mean, it's just 6 days off is a long time.
You're also the Mariners. Period. Like, I would actually make a counter argument to everything we've said and say,
now I think,
what are you going to do? Lose in the playoffs? Already done that, Bob. Yeah. I'm not going to be nervous. I'm going to be amped.
Everything else in the mentality of the
club.
That's
easy to say until you're down 0-2, and then you're like, damn it! Here we go again!
You're not wrong.
You know, I think it's just more getting yourself out of whatever physical routine momentum that you're in. But the mentality of this team, how they approach it, and I'm not worried about their mental state, like all of a sudden they're panicking.
Their vibes are great.
No, their vibes are great. It's more just what does 6 days not playing in that sort of pressure-packed
environment
do to your body and get you out of rhythm?
Let's, final thing, and then we go to the hat here. Let's say have a show, and listeners out there, I hope you can do this. Don't take your hands off the steering wheel, though.
No.
Show round of applause. Jerry DePoto is owed a public apology, I think, by everybody. You can say what you want. Still don't like the comments when he made them. Made a pretty good team.
The Josh Naylor trade was
amazing. That's ended up being the bigger impact than Suarez, which I don't think we thought at the time. They got the Diamondback that they did. They wanted less than the other one, and Naylor's been better than Suarez.
I mean,
Suarez
the guy's been a punching bag, right? And then he had 54 win percentage thing. Like, won the division. You got to give the guys
They're
flowers.
Only one game behind
The number one seed.
Yeah. They could end up as the number one seed.
It's a magical season. Congratulations to the Mariner fans out there.
Yes.
Let's get to the Magic Hat next on The Fan.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, magic hat time here. Thursday, 6:30. Bunch of topics in the old Swigard magic hat. He pulls them. We talk about them. Let's get it going. What's our first one there? Jason T. Swigard.
All right, let's see what we got. You wrote small today.
Yeah.
What's up with Princess Fiona?
Oh, man, yeah. I wanted to get to this last week, and I didn't get to it.
Princess Fiona.
Is there more Shrek coming out? Are they redoing?
There is. There's a lot of Shrek happening. I actually think they are making a new Shrek.
Oh.
Okay.
But also, have you heard of the term Shrek-ing?
No.
Boy, you guys are about to have your minds.
Is this something that's okay to Google on a work computer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Shrek-ing for those not up to date on what's happening in the singles dating lives, which you're married, I'm married.
Yes.
It is a social media trend that advises single people to date somebody they aren't attracted to in hopes that they'll be treated better than they've ever been treated. Date an ugly because the ugly will treat you better than the hot.
They'll be nice to you. They need you.
So this is actually...
They'll take care of you.
It's becoming a real thing. And the unfortunate part of this Shrek-ing that's happening is there are couples being photographed and they're just being posted to the internet of another Shrekking. And it's a super hot woman with a very middle of the road to ugly looking guy. And that guy, that poor bastard's being called Shrek.
Oh.
And so Shrekking in the dating world is a real thing that's become. Now you can counter and say, it sounds kind of like gold digging, but it's not always the case. There's a lot of people who are just settling for middle income gentlemen.
Right.
Who are not the most attractive guys, but they treat women the best.
Right, they're not going to cheat on you. They're not going to be a D to you.
It's people out kicking their coverage, but also it's women saying, you know
what,
I'm done.
But it's not just based because they're loaded or...
No.
Yeah, that's a different... Yeah, that's different, which we all understand why that happens from time to
time. They're basically dating down because they don't... They're just tired of being treated a certain way, so it's a good thing, and also... These poor bastards are being called Shreks.
I mean, you call me a Shrek all you want. I'd be fine with that. Who's the gal in Only Murders in the Building? What's her name
again? Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez has to be one of these, right?
Somebody.
I don't know who her husband or fiance or whatever he
is. Benny Blanco. He is a super record producer. He's got a lot of jam hits that if I played him, you go,
he did that hit. But that, in terms of like look, that is 100% a Shrekking. Now, there's some money and music industry stuff involved there.
Yeah, that's some industry power.
But
right
go pull him. Have you seen what he looks like?
No.
Oh, Google Benny Blanco.
Okay. And that's who's marrying Selena Gomez.
But, you know, to be fair, she's also super loaded and powerful. So it's
right.
Not
she doesn't need the gold digging side of it.
She generally has been interviewed because people have noted them as a Shrekking couple.
Like, and how is this possible?
She's like, he makes me laugh and he makes me feel good as a person.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, I feel bad now.
But so I feel like that's maybe something like they've interacted before within the industry, and they had...
Well, do you want a dirty little secret on that relationship?
Oh, what do you got?
Because
You got the inside deets on Selena Gomez?
I got celebrity gossip.
Oh, okay. You reading Us Weekly?
So,
did you read that Bill Belichick piece yesterday? Is that how you found this out?
Benny Blanco, super record producer,
yes,
produced many a jams of one Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Best buds with Justin Bieber. Who dated Justin Bieber?
There you go.
Two different times.
Okay.
Very lengthy times.
I'm assuming Selena Gomez did.
Selena Gomez. Okay.
So maybe, Benny was shoulder to cry on when...
He was kind of around.
Yeah, he was around
there.
It. I don't know if he was the shoulder, but Bieber's married now to the Baldwin, and so Blanco and Gomez.
How about that?
All right.
Hey, you know what? Good for the uglies.
He also
We deserve something to happen. Good for the uglies out there.
He doesn't fly, by the way. Whenever he goes to Europe, he goes by boat.
What?
He is deathly afraid of flying.
Wow.
He's talked about it.
The modern day John Madden.
He's got to take a boat to Europe. All right.
Okay, next up. Would this break you?
Yeah, Look, we all have times, I think, on the golf course. The Ryder Cup tees off tomorrow.
Yes.
Very excited.
I don't know if you guys saw this. I'd be
very
stunned if you
for
didn't.
The American squad.
They're the favorite.
I don't know how.
Okay. That being said, home soil.
That's it.
Usually we get to a point in a golf course where we scoop up and we say, mark it down 8, dude.
Yeah.
John Daly on the Senior Champions Tour.
I saw that.
Recorded a 19.
I saw this.
Wow.
I actually think he actually had a decent round outside of that one hole, too. Like, I think he played pretty good.
I don't care about the rest of the round.
Swinton Cup?
So he swung, opening tee shot, went a little off the fairway. So you're like, how did that happen? The next shot, hazard. The next shot, hazard. He couldn't clear water. Eventually, he cleared water. By the time he did this, with drops included, a 19.
All right.
Does a 19 break you?
Not if you're John Daly. For me, yes. And I would never allow myself to get to a 19 unless I'm playing in competition and you have to actually count it. But
that's
if I'm playing with friends and buddies, dude, if I hit three straight balls in a hazard, I'm picking up. Mark me down for a 10. I'm going to the next hole.
Aren't you laying up at some point or doing something different?
I think he tried and it didn't work.
That one didn't work either. And then he chunked the chip in there.
He kept chunking.
It's funny on that note, one of the stories that Scottie Scheffler tells all the time about his mindset on the golf course is a note about Tiger Woods, who the year after he won the Masters in 2019. The next one was the COVID Masters in 2020. Remember, they played in November. And in that Masters, Tiger Woods carded, I want to say it was his highest score ever on tour. He had like a 10 on the 12th hole. He hit the ball in the water on the par three.
Yeah, I remember
then
that.
Hit one in the bunker, bladed a bunker shot into the water. Like, he was just a disaster. And everybody's like, oh my God, what is happening? This is so ugly. The rest of the holes in 13 through 18, I think he played 2 under.
Yeah.
Like, he just turned it around and was like, And Scottie Scheffler tells that story all the time about how do you you've accomplished everything in golf if you're Tiger Woods. You would think you would just pack it in and go home, and he didn't. And it's a moment of resilience.
We got way more Magic Hat, so let's turn and burn here, and we'll go to the other side of the break and try to empty the Magic Hat. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
We got Jake Butt coming up, Big Ten Network. What broadcast is he on this weekend? Did you ask?
I did not.
Okay.
Because it was a lot of just emails coming or texts coming and going.
So. Well, he'll join us coming up here at the top of the hour. Let's dive back in.
Here we go. Next up, tracking down haters.
I saw this. This is another thing from about a week ago that I didn't get to. Mike Epps was on one of those live stream shows with Kai Cenat.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch those? The Kai
Cenat
show?
I do not do the YouTube streamers.
Well, Kai Cenat is the biggest streamer in the world right now.
Okay.
He goes on live and he just like has celebrities come hang out and they just, you know, do whatever.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do sleepovers.
Nice.
Anyways, Mike.
Slumber party with your buddies.
Mike Epps, famously from the Friday movies,
yes.
Stand-up comedian, movie
great
star.
Stand-up comedian.
He shared a story about the first time he had a social media hater, and I want you to take a listen to it.
When I first got on Instagram, one motherfucker get on there and say, you bitch, you ain't shit. Or say some personal shit. Man, let me tell you what I did. I went on, this is the first time I got on Instagram. I went on a motherfucking DM and I cussed. I said, bitch, where you at? Motherfucker, you talking all this shit? Man, what city you in? And he was talking, blah, 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 blah. And I hired a motherfucking private investigator. And they found out what a motherfucker was. It was a 12-year-old little white boy in Pennsylvania talking to me. I thought it was a from Philly. He said he was from Philly. He was a 12-year-old little white boy in Pennsylvania.
Just a nice reminder for everybody out there. Social media is a cesspool, and it's largely all fake. So Mike Epps learning at an early point to not react to people who are bad-mouthing you.
Get off of social media. It's not good for you.
Because a guy you thought that was black in Philly ended up being a 12-year-old white kid from the suburbs of Pennsylvania.
Did he go knock on the door? Like, did he go like find him? Or did just the PI figure it out and then he let it go?
Because
at that point, I'm hoping Mike Epps, like, I want to go knock on the door.
You know what your son said,
little 12-year-old white kid. The parents, like middle class America, mom answers the door. Timmy comes running downstairs. What, mom? What?
You're thinking of the kid from Christmas
Story,
aren't you?
That's exactly what I'm thinking of right now. I wish he would have followed through on that. Go knock on the door.
The N-word? The N-word. Really?
Yeah. Timmy, you're in trouble.
All right, next up. Apparently not him.
Yeah, dude. I'm not shocked at the development, but that Jordan Peele movie is shoved down our throats for 2 weeks on every other commercial break. That him movie.
Yes.
It.
With the Wayans. Isn't
bombed.
Wayans?
Bad.
Bad, huh?
Worst Jordan Peele movie debut of all time.
This is his biggest first flop, right? Hasn't everything else he's done been pretty good? I haven't seen them all, but.
He's had a couple that like are liked, but haven't done as well as others. Like Get Out is the, I think,
Get Out
biggest
is great.
One.
And then what was the one where you had like your evil twin living in an underworld? What movie was that?
You talking about the one with like the copycat family?
Yes.
I forget the name of that,
that
one.
That was a good scary movie,
that
though.
That one did well.
That was solid.
Nope did okay.
Yeah, the alien movie.
This one just, I don't know, man. Like, I just saw the preview and I'm like, it's too all over the place. And yeah. I'm not even interested. Like, you sold your soul to be a pro athlete.
It's some Illuminati stuff.
It's okay. I felt like you're trying too hard. Maybe it's a good movie. Maybe I'll watch it and go, hey, it's better than I thought it was. But it bombed at the box office.
Every John Daly's got a card of 19 every now and then. Let's get back on the horse and keep riding, okay?
He's the John Daly.
I'm just saying, everybody's got a bad day. Everybody's going to have a bad day at work. It's going to happen to all of us.
Did you guys have any remote interest in seeing
that movie? Zero at all.
No.
None at all.
It just looked way too
much. I'm not a movie guy really to begin with either, but that one just not really up my alley. I have liked all the ones of his that I have seen so far, though.
Can we earn it first, please?
We won't get to this topic. And by the way, today as a reminder, Rudy Gobert days away from the Portland Trailblazers tipping off their season. It's him or Casey Jones, and he's got more personal accolades than Casey Jones.
Got depoys right there, man.
Casey Jones, Hall of Fame, 8-time NBA champion.
Though. I know.
But, yeah.
NBA champion coach.
Yeah, yeah. ESPN did their top 100 NBA players rankings.
Yeah.
And Denny is 66, Tumani is 78, only two Blazers on the list.
Where did Anthony Simon show up?
Wasn't on there.
Oh, what?
No.
No way.
Wasn't on there.
Are you sure about that?
I think he's going to be a good basketball player. Is there any reason a rookie who has not played a single minute should be in the top 100 list yet? Can Cooper Flagg please play a second?
Can you tell me who 90 through 100 is?
Yeah, give me a second here. Okay. I'll pull it back up.
I'm curious those names because I agree with it on principle, but I don't know if I can name you 100 NBA players.
Is it not ridiculous?
It is. He's never played He's never played a second in the NBA. This is my Chris, you're taking my Chris Peters, although he at least had been a coach, but I remember when he joined
RJ Barrett is 100. Okay. Stephon Castle, the reigning rookie of the year, 99.
Yeah.
Walker Kessler, 98.
Okay.
Fast PP, 97. Nickeil Alexander Walker is 96, which Peyton Pritchard's better than Nickeil Alexander Walker.
Yeah, that's
PJ
one.
Washington, 95, his teammate. Devin Vassell, 94.
Okay.
Jakob Poeltl, 93. Mitchell Robinson. Drew Holiday. I forgot Drew Holiday.
He's better than Jakob Poeltl, right?
No, he is. But, like, also.
I see your point.
Second before being on a list like this?
I see your point. Hey, we got three. Look at us.
I forgot about Drew Holiday.
I honestly, until you said that, kind of forgot Drew Holiday was on the Blazers. That's one of those, like, blind spots. I'm like, oh, that's right. He's here. Yeah. I totally forgot that he's
I
on
think
the
he,
roster.
Where did I see him yesterday? He wasn't, like, 89th. He was ahead of, I think he's ahead of Denny. He's ahead of Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Lou Dort. Like,
well, Tyler's not playing for a while, so.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a minute. That'd be akin to like a quarterback getting drafted. Caleb Williams last year going into the NFL and he makes the top 50
52.
Players.
He's 52. He's almost top 50. Like, play
that's
a
ridiculous.
Second
that's
before
true.
You
If you want to slip a minute like 99, I'm not going to have that big of an issue with it, but I'm with you because we don't, like, we all assume he's going to be great, but I.
Let him do it first.
We don't know that he will
tend
be
to
great
agree with you
until
there.
You see him play a second
right.
in the NBA.
All right. Quickly, join us, Dirt. Water's warm.
Oh, where's the water?
Nottingham Forest, Paramount Plus yesterday.
Look at you still watching soccer. Huh?
Should have won. We missed a corner kick, and two guys were by themselves and kicked it right into the post 2 feet away.
No,
don't know
on.
How they missed it.
Nottingham Forest, what are we doing?
I'll say this. The schedule works out for our lives.
Yeah.
I think you'd rather enjoy it.
No, I'm okay.
And the NBA should copy their schedule.
Day games or two a week?
Two a week.
Yeah.
It is so easy to follow it.
I've long maintained I wish the NBA played getaway days. Wish the NBA had more like Tuesday matinees at 1 o'clock. Nobody's working anymore.
If you expand to 36 teams and play home and home, that's 70 regular season games. If Silver wants to have an in-season tournament, make it a separate in-season tournament. And you can get to 82 somehow.
Now, you think I'm going to drop on this, and that's fine. I don't want to dwell into the soccer thing. All I'll say is it's actually easy. Saturday's their game. And then they don't play again until, I think, Wednesday. But then after that, it's only Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, they don't play midweek every week.
No.
Yeah.
They once a week sometimes.
That's great. It's delightful.
It's the easiest schedule to keep up with.
I'm sure the water's warm, but I'm okay.
Water's really warm.
I prefer cold water.
Right now, though, they're... Get this.
What do you got?
They're playing in the Europa League.
I don't think I have Paramount Plus.
I don't either.
Okay. So you didn't watch the game yesterday?
No,
then?
I did.
No
comment. They're in the Europa League yesterday.
The Tulsa King's going to find you. You better start running, buddy.
I'm nervous.
Tulsa King's coming after you.
They're in the Europa League.
Yeah.
If you win the Europa League, you get to automatically be in the Champions League, even if you don't finish in the top four of the Premier League.
That's
the
a big
top
deal.
Four go to the Champions League.
None of but this if is you're confusing at all.
In the bottom of the Premier League and the bottom four, you then, go to the Championship.
Then you're in the Championship.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Championship.
But you want to win the Europa for the Champion League.
Wait, so I don't want to be in the Championship?
You don't want to be in the Championship. So means you get relegated.
It's a sport that I don't want to be in the Championship.
Yeah, you want to be in Champions League
Got
or the
it.
Premier League.
Makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, but I'm the Europa following. League will get you in the Champions League.
Dude, I'm right there with you.
Makes all sense.
I'm glued to it now.
Yeah. So I was like, well, what about the Cambodia Cup? And I'm like, oh, God. I'm trying. And then you're making it worse. So no?
No, I'm out.
Okay,
I'm out. I'm okay.
All right, I thought so.
Golf season Thursdays and Fridays. I got golf tournaments all day.
Ryder
Thursday
Cup, baby.
And Friday. Ryder Cup. I got getaway baseball games on Wednesdays usually. I'm okay, man.
All right.
I don't need more sports.
Loaded second hour of the program. Jake Butt, Big Ten Network, had him on last week. Let's get his wideout experience thoughts when he played at Michigan. He'll be on the call this week in Big Ten Network. Jake Butt kicks off hour number two. We talk Oregon, Penn State. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.